WABC, New York.
And welcome from the 45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief, the gasoline with police car pickup, ambulance speed, fire engine power, and passenger car economy. Now we present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, Eddie Cantor.
Thank you, thank you. Well, cheerio, everybody. Cheerio, Jimmy. Tally-ho, toodaloo, and pip-pip.
So you're really going English tonight, eh, Eddie?
Yes, Jimmy. Tonight this broadcast is being sent by shortwave all the way to England. Instead of a coast-to-coast hookup, tonight it's a heart-to-heart broadcast from the heart of America to the heart of a great empire.
You know, Eddie, it certainly is a thrill for us. And I'll bet the English people are getting a big kick out of it, too.
I guess they are, Jimmy. Look, here is a last week's London newspaper that a friend sent me.
Uh-huh.
Just read the headline, Jimmy.
Okay. England will hear Eddie Cantor's songs and jokes. But look what it says right next to it.
Yeah, let me see. God save the king. Anyway, you know, it's a great thrill to stand here and talk to England. Just think of it, James. My jokes are going over to England on the air.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You mean going back to England?
Yeah?
Yeah, those same jokes came over here with a pilgrim.
Yep, quiet, quiet. So you're making fun of my comedy, huh?
Well, frankly, when you stop telling those jokes, it'll be a relief for me.
Jimmy, when I stop telling those jokes, it'll be on relief for you.
Wait a minute, wise guy. You're not the only one here. Don't forget, my voice is going across the Atlantic Ocean tonight, too.
Yeah, pity the poor sailors on a night like this.
What do you mean?
With you on the air, it'll be the biggest wind that ever swept across the Atlantic Ocean.
Well, let's not argue, Eddie. You know, after all, tonight you're an ambassador of goodwill.
That's right, James. And so I propose a toast to our friends over there. Here's to Merry England. You have heavy fog, it's true. We have fog in California, but here we call it dew.
Yo-ho! Toodaloo! Pip-pip! And rather...
Rather... A fine Englishman, rather. Yeah. Renard, come over here. Come over here and toast. Toast the people of England.
Well, why didn't you say so? I could do that. Listen.
Go ahead.
Here's to Merry England, her roast beef and her cheese, her mutton, plum pudding, and give me lamb chops, please.
You fool? That's nothing but a lot of food. Where does the toast come in?
Under the lamb chops.
Get out of here. Get out of here, Renard, will you?
Mayor Cantor.
Oh, yes?
Here is a cable for you from England.
Oh, give me a cable. Let me see.
Yeah, read it.
Give me, it's from my friend Charles Lawton.
Uh-huh.
Look, he says, we're listening to your broadcast. Thank Texaco for that. Coming over clearly, thank Columbia for that. We're 6,000 miles apart. Thank heaven for that. How do you like that, Jimmy?
Oh, Eddie, he must be fooling.
Of course, I know he is. You know, in London, they're crazy about American entertainers. Say,
yeah.
Wouldn't that coronation have been a swell spot for Jack Benny?
For Jack Benny? Why?
He could have broadcast from the palace. Buckingham Benny rides again. Cheerio!
Oh, come on, Eddie. Englishmen don't talk that way.
Yes, they do, Jimmy. Some of them. You should hear them talk on the telephone.
You mean different than we do?
Yes. Hand me that phone and I'll show you what I mean.
Okay.
Now, in England, they don't say hello. They pick up the receiver and say, are you there? And if it's the wrong number, they reverse the are you there? And they say, there you are. You see? Now, in America, we pick up the receiver and say, hello. And if it's the wrong number, we just reverse it and say, oh. You see what I mean, Jimmy?
You know, Eddie, we may kid the English, but their culture is spread all over the world.
And believe me, they cover a great part of the world, too.
That's right. In fact, the sun never sets on the British Empire.
No?
Think of it. In 24 hours, the sun never sets on British territory.
Yeah, think of this. In 24 years, the sun has never set at the Cantor dinner table.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for his many English friends, Eddie Cantor sings the song he introduced to the British Isles on his last visit there in 1935.
The folks that live next door to me have a brand new baby. And it nearly drives me wild when they rave about that child. All I ever hear her do is cry. For there's another baby, as cute as she can be, moved in today across the way at number 63. And she's made a hit with me. She's got a dog and cat, a great big picture hat. All the boys just call her baby. She's got a dainty style, a little baby smile, the kind that makes you want to stick around a while. She's got those dreamy eyes, and every time she sighs, you forget your family. The other evening in a cabaret we spent, and when I saw the check, I thought it was the rent. But when the waiter came, she simply signed her name. That's the kind of a baby for me. She's got a dog and cat, a crazy picture hat. All the boys have called her baby. She's got a bungalow down where the breezes blow, and lots of other little things you shouldn't know. She's got those dreamy eyes, and every time she sighs, you forget your family. Her father is retired, doesn't have to toil. He's made $1 million out of Texas oil. And she's his only child, and she's just awfully wild. That's the kind of a baby for me.
Eddie, I think this was a good idea of yours, bringing England some old favorites.
Thanks, James, but I'm just beginning.
Yeah?
Here are two favorites who are famous not only in England, but the world over. A treat for young and old. Walt Disney's famous Clara Cluck and Donald Duck. Here they are. Well, hello, Clara Cluck.
Hello, Mayor Catra.
And how are you, Donald Duck?
Fine.
No, I don't want to fight. Look, would you two like to broadcast to England tonight?
I want to sing.
Yep, wait a minute. All right, Donald, now tell me, what would you like to recite?
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill? Go ahead, Donald, the air is yours.
Okay. Jack and Jill, we love the air.
I think you should have done Mary had a little... Very good, Donald. Now, I'm going to tell Walt Disney you're a good boy. Now, Clara, you said you wanted to sing. Have you a song prepared?
Sure.
Play Renard. Go ahead. Tonight, you were really excellent, really.
Oh, Mayor Cantor.
Yes?
You know, I represent the Hollywood branch of the London Cricket Club.
Yeah?
We're erecting a new clubhouse. Will you honor us by laying the cornerstone?
Oh, yes. I'll be delighted to lay the cornerstone.
Come on, Clara. We'll go with him.
You want to go with me? What for?
Well,
You don't think I could do it? Get it.
Every day, millions of car owners drive the highways of the nation with Texaco Fire Chief gasoline. It will pay you to use Fire Chief, too. Use it because it's fast starting. Use it because it delivers full, sustained emergency power every mile you drive. Use it because it is first choice for the nation's tourists, people who demand motoring economy and know how to get it. Wherever you buy Fire Chief gasoline, in Mile High Denver City or at sea level, Fire Chief gives your engine peak efficiency because it's made for the specific weather and atmospheric conditions in each section of the country where it is sold. Stop at the Big Red Star with the green tea, the Texaco trademark. You'll find it in front of the service stations of over 45,000 Texaco dealers who sell Fire Chief, the emergency-grade gasoline. For greater motoring satisfaction, greater motoring comfort, make Texaco stations from coast to coast headquarters for your car.
You know, last year, two charming youngsters, through the medium of the screen, sang their way into the hearts of the British people. And now, on the magic carpet of radio, they enter your homes. I mean, Deanna Durbin and Bobby Brin. Here they are. Good luck kiss for you. And one for you too, Deanna.
Ah, now.
You know, Deanna, they love you on the other side. Your mother told me they're even naming dolls after you.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. And you know, Deanna, when I was over there 2 years ago, they were naming babies after me.
Well, that's nothing. They've named a whole police force after me.
They have?
Sure. Every policeman in England is a Bobby.
Sing to him, Deanna. Good people, I'd like you to meet my friend, a regular guy, England's native, America's adopted son, Leslie Howard. Leslie, you don't know how glad I am to see you, really.
Well, Eddie, it's a pleasure to come here for you in Exico.
Exico? Exico? What did you do with the tea?
I drank it at 4 o'clock with lemon.
With lemon? But listen, but there's no lemon with Texaco.
Eddie, you don't know what people are saying about you.
See, I know you're fooling. After all, you know, you've come here for the third time.
Yes, and I'm going to keep on coming back again and again until you pay me.
Wait a minute, let me get this. You're going to keep on coming here until I pay you? Ladies and gentlemen, Leslie Howard has just become a permanent feature of this program.
Now, seriously, Eddie, I had a definite reason for coming on this program with you.
Really?
You see, oh, yes. You see, Joe Penner wanted me, and Fred Allen wanted me, and Al Jolson wanted me, and, but I came to you.
Well, thank you, Leslie, but why did you turn them down for me?
Well, you know, it's only sporting to come to the one who needs you most.
Well, I'll admit I can use your help. You know, after all, I'm not a handsome screen leading man like you.
Oh, now, Eddie, now don't say that. After all, you have the exact profile of Tyrone Power, mm-hmm. You have the dimpled chin of Robert Taylor,
yeah.
And you have that he-man quality of Jimmy Cagney.
Yeah, put them all together and I'm really something, huh?
Well, not necessarily, no. No, Eddie, you see, the finest meat, the best vegetables, the choicest seasoning, put them all together and it's still nothing but hash, isn't it?
Then you mean to say I'll never make a leading man, huh?
Well, Eddie, I think the trouble with you is that you have no sex appeal.
No sex appeal, no. Huh? Don't let Ida hear you say that, will you? It's a little late now, though. You know, old boy, my wife married me because I made her laugh. You know, I'm her favorite comedian.
Ah, yes. Bless her heart. She's so easy to please.
Easy to please. Why, I make up jokes like that. You know that?
Yes, I know you do. And that's why tonight I brought my own, Eddie.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Tonight, Eddie, you depend on me.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to begin with a marvelous joke about three pairs of rubbers.
Yeah, wait a minute. You and I have done the three pairs of rubbers joke twice. Now, in order to be a success on the radio, you've got to have new jokes.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're doing pretty well with the old ones, Eddie.
Quiet.
But I have a new joke.
You have?
Yes, a brand new joke, Eddie. Now, pay attention.
Yeah.
Now, you're walking down the street.
Yes, I'm walking down the street.
Yes. Now, what street is it?
What street? I don't know.
Oh, you're lost, eh?
Wait a minute. Who's lost?
Well, you are. You don't know what street you're on.
Oh, Leslie, I love you to death, but really, you are a sap.
Yeah, I may be a sap, but I'm not lost.
Yep. All right. I'm on a street.
Yes, exactly. Now, in the street, Eddie, you see a leaf.
A leaf?
Yes, the leaf moves. What makes the leaf move?
I've got you, Leslie. Anyone knows what makes a leaf move?
Well, what?
Wind.
What is wind?
Yeah. What is wind? Wait a minute. We're not getting anywhere.
Maybe you're not, but I'm doing all right, Eddie. Now, listen, Eddie, old boy. I'll explain to you what wind is.
Yes.
Now, on this street, there's an automobile.
Yeah.
Now, what is in the tires?
Hold on, Leslie. I think I've got you. How many tires on this automobile?
Well, four, of course.
Any spare tires?
Yes, two.
That's six tires. Now I've got the answer.
What is it?
Three pairs of rubbers. You see, Leslie, let me tell the jokes. I'm the comedian of this program.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Things I never knew until now.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You think I can be funny? Listen to this. What is the difference between Charlie Chaplin, Seymour, and Jack Renard?
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute, Leslie. Why are you laughing now? Wait a minute. I haven't told the joke.
Well, I'm laughing now in case I don't understand the answer.
All right. Here's the joke. What's the difference between Charlie Chaplin, Seymour, and Jack Renard? I'll tell you. The difference is that Charlie Chaplin never talks, and Seymour always talks.
Yes, but where does Jack Renard come in?
Through the open door.
I give up.
Yeah. You don't understand. I'll tell it to you once more, and then I'll go.
Yeah, once more, and the audience will go, Eddie.
Now, listen carefully. What's the difference between Charlie Chaplin, Seymour, and Jack Renard?
Just a moment, Eddie. There are three people?
Yes.
Yes, good. Now, could this take place on a rainy day?
Of course it could take place on a rainy day.
Then I've got the answer.
What is it?
Three pairs of rubbers.
Will you please forget the three pairs of rubbers?
Now, all right, Eddie, then let me tell the joke.
Yeah, go ahead and tell it.
Spend it. Now, what is the difference, Eddie, between Charlie Chaplin, Seymour, and...
Jack
and,
Renard. What is the difference?
Well, Charlie Chaplin never speaks. Seymour always speaks.
Yeah?
And... By George, Eddie, I'm stuck.
Yeah, what's the matter?
I can't figure out how to get Renard through that narrow door.
Calling to us. What is it, Jack?
Would you please hurry up and get me through this door? It's raining out here.
Come on, Leslie. Please do it right this time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I shall. Now, what's the difference between...
Look, Renard has burst through the door. Here he comes. What happened? Jack, tell me. Jack, what happened?
I was waiting outside the door.
Yes?
And six tough guys came up, took all my money, and stole my clothes.
Six men? Six men robbed you of everything?
I have it, Eddie. That's the answer to the whole thing.
What is it?
Why, three pairs of robbers.
Outside of being a great comedian, Leslie, you also have a reputation as a great lover. I wonder if you could give us an idea of how you play a love scene.
Well, now, I'd be glad to, Eddie, but who am I going to play it with?
Yeah, well, there's a crowd of your women admirers outside. In fact, here comes one now. Young lady, would you like to kiss Leslie Howard?
Would I?
Very well, then.
Now, here comes another.
Oh, I'll kiss her, too. Yeah. How does that feel?
Oh, look. Here's number three.
Come and get it, number three. My word, Eddie, this is quite a crowd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Eddie!
What is it, Wallington?
How much longer do I have to stand outside selling tickets?
Eddie, I'm ashamed of you. Terribly ashamed. I trusted you, Eddie, as a friend. And you commercialized our friendship. Oh, Eddie, the ignominy of it. All America, all England will ring tomorrow with laughter at my humiliation. From this day on, Eddie, wherever I go, behind my back, the scandalmongers will say, women have given money for the kisses of Leslie Howard.
Leslie, please forgive me. All my life, I've tried to be good. Friendship to me has been a sacred thing. I'd do anything rather than lose you as a friend. Tell me it's not too late. Tell me there's something I can do to make amends for taking money for your kisses.
Well, Eddie, there's just one thing you can do.
Then speak, man.
Just
what is it?
Just give me 50% of what you collect.
Today is Memorial Day, and all America pays tribute to her fallen soldiers. 19 years ago, we fought in what we hope will be our last war.
about you all through the day, my buddy, my buddy.
Under the flag-draped casket lies an unknown soldier. A nation pays him great honor. An unknown soldier, nameless. Just one of the soldiers who wore his country's uniform and died in her service. For him, the flag hangs at half-mast. For him, the solemn strains of the funeral march. For him, the uncovered heads and the orations. For him, the reverence and the tears of a great people. An unknown soldier? No, no, no. You knew and loved him. He played with you, carried you on his shoulder. He passed you daily on his way to work down at the corner, or in the city, or on Granddad's farm. Don't you remember him now? Why, child, he's the one that didn't come back the day the boys marched home. The band playing, the flags flying, and all the mothers and sisters cheering, and the fathers jumping up and down and shouting madly. He's the one the gold star is for that hangs in the hall. Remember him now? That's the boy. For him the flag is lowered. For him the heads are uncovered. For him America proudly mourns. Her unknown son. Love to spend each Sunday with you. Ask friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. Goodbye, goodbye, and until we meet again in the fall, have a nice summer. And think of me once in a while, won't you? Goodbye.
The Unknown Soldier, heard on this program tonight, was written by Angelo Patrick. James Wallington speaking. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
BULOVA, Bulova Watch Time, WABC in the city of New York.